President Obama says the revelation that Iran is building a second nuclear enrichment facility and tried to hide it for years shows Tehran's true intentions. He says Iran must come clean about its nuclear program or face the consequences.
The Iranian government must now demonstrate through deeds its peaceful intentions or be held accountable to international standards and international law.
The president spoke in Pittsburgh less than an hour before deliberations resumed at the G20 economic summit. He said this is not the first time Iran has tried to hide its nuclear activities from the world. Iran disclosed the underground uranium enrichment facility this week when it found out Western intelligence agencies had information on the plant. President Obama said the site, about 160 kilometers from Tehran, is another sign of defiance from Iran.
Iran has a right to peaceful nuclear power that meets the energy needs of its people. But the size and configuration of this facility is inconsistent with a peaceful program.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and French President Nicolas Sarkozy joined in the tough talk. Prime Minister Brown was blunt.
Confronted by the serial deception of many years, the international community has no choice today but to draw a line in the sand.
Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes to provide energy for its people. But the United States and many other Western nations believe Iran's real aim is to develop nuclear weapons. The United Nations has already imposed three sets of sanctions on Iran related to its nuclear activities, and pressure appears to be mounting for a fourth. President Sarkozy said time is running out for Tehran. He spoke through an interpreter.
If by December there is not an in-depth change by the Iranian leaders, sanctions will have to be taken.
White House officials say information on the plant was gathered over the course of years by the U.S., French, and British intelligence agencies. They say the U.N. Atomic Watchdog Agency, the IAEA, was briefed on Wednesday night and presented with an ironclad case. These officials say the IAEA has already demanded access to the facility from Iran and will investigate the matter vigorously. At the same time, diplomats are preparing for the resumption of talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany. Those discussions begin on October 1st. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Pittsburgh.